Rainbow response to our recently issued noise abatement order. Obviously, what I want to start by doing is welcome you all and thanking you enormously for the incredible amount of support that we've had over the last 2 weeks. It's been absolutely overwhelming. I thank you from everybody who's involved in the Rainbow. Thank you very much indeed. One of the questions is obviously, well, you know, we've got so much support, 20,000 people on a Facebook site. Does it make any difference? Undoubtedly, it's made a huge amount of difference. It's the sheer numbers that have come, that have rallied around this, that have brought this to the attention of most of the media in Birmingham. Everybody knows that any cause, any issue, needs the oxygen of publicity. We've had it in spades over the last couple of weeks. I don't know if people have seen, but it's been in nearly all the papers every other day. We've done interviews on virtually every radio station there is. And it continues, and that's all down to the sheer numbers, the sheer volume of people that have given us their support. So thank you for that. I know this, it might be a little bit tedious, but I'm just going to give you a brief, and I'm sure a lot of you have read the details on the Facebook group, and I'm going to try and give you a little bit of a brief summary about where we are and how we've actually got to this position. The Rainbow is obviously an old Victorian booze. I've been here for 100 or so years. It became a music venue in 2004, thanks to Fuzz Townsend, Joe and Chris. And it has been doing its thing, part of the whole vibrancy of the area, with the Custard Factory, the Spotted Dog, the Sanctuary, and God knows who else, for, since that time, without any problems at all, until in 2007, we had the arrival of residents at the Abacus Flat. I'll point out straight away, though, the overwhelming majority of those that have moved into the Abacus Flat have done so because they actually wanted to be. They knew what city centre living meant, and they came here because they wanted to be close to the city centre, and they wanted to be part of the whole vibrancy and the uniqueness of this area. That's why they came here. Unfortunately, amongst their number, you had a few who obviously had misconceptions about what city centre living meant, and were expecting it to be something of a tranquil backwater. Fairly early in 2007, John of the Spotted Dog, who's the Abacus Flats virtually overlooked John's bedroom, and there's a whole question of the legality of the Abacus Flats themselves. That's a slightly different debate for the moment. But John started getting some complaints from the residents in those flats, I think about three, two of whom ultimately withdrew their complaints, one of whom was a fucking DJ. I mean, talk about poacher turned gamekeeper. If we know who this guy is, I mean, he needs to be struck off from the fellowship for the rest of his life. There was one remaining resident who, yes, would you believe, is the one remaining resident complaining that we have our issues with. John got issued with a noise abatement order. I don't know if many of us were familiar with what a noise abatement order was until it happened, until it was issued to John the Spotted Dog. Now, a lot of us in this room have become virtual experts in what a noise abatement order is, planning, and God knows how many other aspects of council policy that hitherto we knew nothing about. One of the things that, in John's case, that was immediately made apparent was just the stupid iniquity and the stupidity of the law that allows one person to hold to ransom virtually an entire city and that can lay low a whole host of different venues and different sources of entertainment. The noise abatement order that John got was obviously has been a mortal blow to the Spotted Dog, which is a fantastic institution and something that should be lauded throughout the city and held as a prime example of what a great place it is. One of the other things that the situation with the Spotted Dog did, it just accelerated the whole debate on what the fuck is happening with Digbeth. You know, we hear of the big city plan and everything else, and it's just brought so many questions to the fore about what is happening to this pretty important and unique area. I'll come back to that shortly. So, John Tye gets laid low by a noise abatement order. John very presciently gave us a gypsy's warning at the time and said, you'll be next. To be honest with you, I didn't think I really believed him. I thought, well, you know, we're quite some distance away from the Abacus Flats and there's a hell of a busy road outside our place. I can't see that it'll come to affect us. Obviously it did. Despite what some of the has been said in some of the press, we got our first complaint about a year ago in 2008. You can understand our skepticism at the time. You know,